almost to the month of August, but or the month of September, I should say. But we do still have a couple things left in August.
That's right. So today would be the Tuesday recycling drop-off, as we always talk about. So that is at the sanitation yard from 11 to 1. And I also want to give just a little save the date, because in October, though we haven't even got to September yet, you need to know this. We're going to be having some fall cleanup opportunities on Saturday, October the 5th. And then later on, the next weekend on October the 12th and the 13th. So I'm not going to give you all the details about that. I just want you to know today's recycling. And in October, that first weekend and that second weekend, we will be doing a community-wide cleanup and a downtown cleanup. So save those dates.
Yeah, definitely make Independence a better looking place. And so this Saturday, actually, we'll start actually this Friday, excuse me, Independence High School. It's almost time for high school football season once again, about 3 or 4 days to be exact. They're going to have a Jamboree can opener, a scrimmage, and a canned food drive coming up.
They are. So that, you are just exactly right. They are doing a big kickoff this weekend, and it's different than it usually is. It is a Jamboree, so we will be playing we will be scrimmaging against Caney and Coffeyville. So Independence and Caney will start out at 7 o'clock, followed by Caney and Coffeyville, and then the last scrimmage will be between Independence and Coffeyville. So admission to the can opener is a non-perishable food item, and that stays in our community, and it will go to our local food basket. And then the kickoff before the kickoff is actually a campaign kickoff tailgate party that's being hosted by the Community Chest. So you can just skip dinner and go straight out to Riverside Park, because Friday evening at 6 o'clock, before the scrimmage starts at 7 at the 4-H buildings, they will be serving free hot dogs, chips, water, and dessert as part of the Community Chest campaign kickoff.
All right, and so definitely a lot of stuff to do on this Friday, and then you're not going to want to miss on Saturday. You're going to want to get up early on Saturday morning, because it is the last day of the farmer's market.
That is exactly right, and the farmer's market has been strong all summer, and it is time to wrap it up. So they will be having their last market from 7:30 to 10:30 in downtown Independence at the corner of Penn and Myrtle. Get out, get there early for the best selection, and be sure and tell Terry Scott from the American Soda Fountain and Independence Pharmacy a huge thank you. He is actually retiring from the market. He's been doing it for, I think, over 12 years. We appreciate his loyalty to downtown Independence and to the farmers market. I know he will be there. He never misses, so be sure and tell him thank you.
Yeah, certainly excellent stuff there. And so then we finally get into the month of September. A new month is upon us, and all month it will actually be a celebration for Standard Motor Products. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary.
It is. So the Secretary of Commerce was just in Independence on Friday, toured Standard Motor, and it was great to have him in town. And it was just nice to see Standard Motor celebrate their 100-year anniversary. Now, that's not 100 years of being in Independence. They've been in Independence, I think, well over 50 years. But as a company, they are celebrating their 100th anniversary. A lot of executives are going to be coming in for that special celebration. And while I was in the plant for the tour, it was interesting to talk to people about their longevity at the plant. Many of them had Violet at the front desk had worked there for like 43 years, and David Blex had worked there for 47 years. I mean, that speaks volumes for the kind of facility that it is and the family environment that people work in when they work at Standard Motor. So a big shout out to Standard Motor, and congratulations to Standard Motor Products on 100 years.
Yeah, people don't stay where they're not happy. So 43 years, that's certainly an indicator that maybe they're doing something right. And so our first event that you want to talk about today, it's going to be September the 4th. We actually talked about it last time you were here in the studio, but it's a Mom's Day Out for First United Methodist Church.
It is. Just a quick little shout out. They do it on the first and third. They offer it on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. It's Mom's Day Out at First United Methodist Church from 1 to 4. They offer services for kids ages 2 to 10, $20 per child, $35 for two or more siblings. And if you want more information about that opportunity, call 331-3840.
All right. And so then we move to September the 5th. You've got a choice on this day. Actually, you don't have to choose. You can actually do both. But you can celebrate Independence. You can celebrate ICC. You can celebrate the new faces there at the Masonic Lodge.
Absolutely. So the chamber sponsors Celebrate Independence on a quarterly basis. It's a luncheon, and we usually pick a theme, and it's not an eclectic mix of speakers. We pick a theme and we stick to it, and we celebrate something. So it might be celebrating education or agriculture or industry. And this particular month, we are celebrating some new faces at Independence Community College. So as you all know, we have an interim president, George Knox, and so he's going to be there. We have a new marketing director and vice president at the college. His name is Cordell Jordan. He's going to be there. And we also have a new athletic director, Brett Vanna, who is going to be there. And they're all going to be talking about themselves and the changes that are being made at the college. We will have the MC, which will be Cody Westerhold. He is in charge of student affairs. He will be helping me with that. And so that event is actually open to the public. We encourage everyone to attend. You need to call the chamber at 331-1890. It's $10 for the luncheon. And it's at, as you said, it's at the Masonic Lodge. So you need to get your reservations in now. I think reservations cut off on next Tuesday. And then that evening will be First Thursday in downtown Independence, and that is sponsored by Main Street. There will be music, some food trucks, lots of games, and all kinds of fun things happen on First Thursday. So that's from 5 to 8. Be sure and check that out. And then First Friday will follow. And we have lots of great speakers scheduled for First Friday. It's being sponsored by Confectionate Fine Chocolates, so that should tell you a little secret about maybe a little gift that everyone might be receiving when they show up for First Friday. And that starts at 7:30 at the Civic Center. Again, that is open to the public. It's an opportunity for everyone to hear about all the great things that are happening in the community. David Cowan will be giving a city update. I think there will be a speaker there talking about Washington Historic Residences, which should be very interesting. Community Chess will be doing their kickoff, and they will have a lot of good and valuable information to share. And as we spoke about last week, Joanne Smith, the new owner of Southeast Kansas Living, will be there as a speaker as well.
All right, and so First Thursday, First Friday, and then we get to the Saturday. Yeah, so that will be, what is the 7th? The 7th would be... Yeah, that would be Saturday. So there, we talked about this as well last time you were in here, but there's going to be an Optimist pancake feed, and, you know, pancakes, they're pretty great.
They are. And there's actually a couple things going on. So pancake feed is at the Wesley Center. It's from 7 to 12, and it is the fundraiser that Optimist Club does every year. It's a $5 donation, unlimited pancakes, some sausage, just great great visiting with community members. It's always a fun time. And like I said, it is their fundraiser. So I encourage you to come out and have breakfast and donate to the Optimist Club, because their platform is a friend of youth. They take all of the monies that they raise during the year, and they put them right back out into the community, making a difference in the lives of our youth. And then also that day will be the Yana Julian Fun Run, and you can still get signed up for that. They are raising money for cancer awareness. They are honoring Yana Julian's love of life, family, and community. The race begins at 9, and then as soon as all the competitors finish the race and they cross that finish line, they will be having birthday cake in honor of Yana, and you can register at yanastrong.webs.com.
All right, excellent. Yeah, fun runs. They're always, you know, it says fun. Some people don't find them fun. I find them fun. You know, I like to run. So definitely think about getting out there, especially maybe to work off some of those pancakes that you spent the morning eating. So then we kind of skip forward a week. There's plenty of stuff to do during that week. But the next thing you specifically wanted to talk about today was the 12th annual Kansas-Oklahoma 100-mile highway sale and rummage sale.
That's right. These last four things are just some things you need to put on your calendar because they will be here before you know it. So it's time to clean out your attic and garage and turn your trash into someone else's treasures, because we will be having the 12th annual Can-Okla 100-mile highway sale and citywide garage sales on Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. Permits for the The garage sales are free. You have to go to City Hall, which is where the water department is in that area, and you can pick up a permit there, fill it out, and as soon as you fill that out, then they give that information to the chamber office, and we put together the large map that tells everyone who comes to the community that day where to find these amazing sales. Last year, we had like 112 sales, so it's a map that is chucked full of great locations for sales. But to get on the map, you need to have your permit turned into the city by September the 6th. So don't waste time. Go ahead and get down there, get your permit, and then start cleaning out your garage and your attic, getting ready for that.
Yeah, that'll be perfect for you if you live, for example, Highway 75, 169, and 166, and then Northeast Oklahoma, Highway 75, 169, and 60. So if you live along those highways, that might be someone you might be interested in moving forward. So then we move on to September the 14th, a couple days later, actually, the same day of the second day of the highway sale. We're going to have that fly-in you mentioned last week.
You're right. So that will be the Southeast Kansas fly-in on Saturday, September the 14th. It's from 8 to 2, and you can go out. There's going to be opportunity to purchase breakfast and lunch out there. But it's fun for all ages. They're going to have experimental aircraft, antique airplanes, kids' activities, flight simulators, and a Young Eagles flight, which means that kids are going to be able to go up and have an experience in the air. So that I think you have to be, well, not I think, you have to be between the ages of 8 and 17, and you can register for that when you get out there and just learn all kinds of things about aviation careers, how to become a pilot. Lots of really good information will be available. Plus, it's just going to be a fun day out at the airport. So mark your calendar for that. If you need more information, you can check out their Facebook page. It's EAA Chapter 980, and it's being sponsored by the local EAA chapter, which is Experimental Aircraft Association. And you can also call this number, 332-9264, for more information.
All right. And so, you know, it's never too early to start planning for your future. So if you've got some kids who are maybe even the slightest bit interested in taking to the air, you'll definitely want to take them and see that. And so we move forward another week to September the 20th. There's a wellness fair coming up.
There is. So it will be the annual Health on Purpose Wellness Fair at the Civic Center. That's at 410 North Penn Avenue from 7 to 1230. So I just put that out there so that everyone can, again, get that on your schedule, carve out some time during your day to go to the Civic Center, go through the wellness fair. They have lots of booths full of all kinds of great health information, as well as an opportunity to get blood work done at a very affordable cost. So I will be there. I encourage everyone to go and get your health in check.
All right. And so the last event, at least that we have checked off here on this long, long list, I promise you guys it's very, very long, is a political forum coming up September the 24th.
That's right. So, you know, November, unfortunately, I just feel like my life just flashes in front of me. But yeah. Election Day will be here before we know it. And it's time for us to become educated as we go to the polls. We need to know our candidates and know what they stand for, know their platforms, ask them questions, and this will be an opportunity on Tuesday evening, September the 24th. There will be a forum, and we will be showcasing all the candidates running for USD 446, Board of Education. I believe, I don't have the list in front of me, but I believe there's about 7 or 8. And then we will be moving on to the city commission race, and there are 3 candidates and 1 write-in, and so they all 4 of them will be there. And then we will end the evening with the ICC trustees, and I believe there are about 7 or 8 of them as well. And just so you know the format, what we will be doing is we will be doing it in blocks of time. And even if we get ahead of schedule, we will not start early. So if you are only interested in, you know, the city commission, you can come between a certain hour and you can hear that as well as the other hours for the other 2. And they will be doing an opening and closing remark. They will be doing a random draw of 1 or 2 questions, and then they will also all be answering the same 1 or 2 questions as well. So that will start. My plan is, I haven't got it completely planned out, but my plan is to start at about 5:30, and we'll do like for an hour, 5:30 to 6:30, then we'll do a little break. We'll start the next one at 6:45, go again to 7:45, take a little break, and probably start the last one from 8 to 9. And while it will make a long evening, we got, you know, we want to have all the candidates mm-hmm. there. You can meet and greet. You can visit all of them. You don't have to come three different times. You just have to carve out about 3 hours of that Tuesday evening and come and listen to what they have to say.
You know, it'll be well worth it when you elect the best people because you're educated and then the city prospers for it. So you're definitely going to want to come out here. You're going to want to get educated and then you're going to want to vote.
Amen.
In November. So that's pretty much all we've got here for today. But of course, as always, there's a lot of stuff to do in Independence if you're living out there and you're looking for something to do. So Lisa, thank you once again for coming out.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to speaking again next week.
I'll be here.
All right. And so we will go ahead and take it to another break. We've got Fox News coming up as well as a Mid-America Ag Network update. When we come back, though, it'll be the start of Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.